Hi, this is AR. I live in Dallas, Texas. I would like to share my experience with you on my solar installation for my house from start to end. I think this would be helpful for people who to make a decision. I would like to put it out all open so that you can also have a look at it, ask the right questions to the vendors, and many other deciding factors, what to consider before signing up a contract, all those things. Hope this helps many. So why solar? Everyone has to answer that before we do it. The vendor will ask you this question, why you want to go for solar, whether you want to cut down your utility bill, whether you want to go green, is that something else? So I typically answer them, I want all. Why can't I have all in one? So why solar now? Solar investment takes quite good time to get back to your return on investment. So let's put it that way. The return on investment on solar takes minimum 7 years, 8 years, depending on the size of the system and how you are paying it out. All those things matters. So, but it's a long term. It's not going to be a short term. Always it's going to be a long term. It's going to be in next 4 or 5 years. Most of the household who is having an income of more than 80 or 90K, I guess, will go for a electric vehicle. So that will in turn increase the consumption of electricity, which will put a toll on the utility companies, and they will go ahead and increase the cost involved in the electricity. So that typically will increase your utility bill. Let's get into the details. You always run into a sales person in a store or door-to-door vendors who come and knock your door and try to sell this solar. So I ended up in that. I made a decision that, okay, let's try it out, how it works out. Let's see what's in this. And if it works out, let's do the installation. That's how I started off. So what to look for? So when you start looking for, I would say start looking for proposals from two local vendors who's in your area, from two national vendors who has a footprint all over US, and few regional vendors where it's kind of they are not national or they are not local. They are in few states or they are in only one state. So that kind of vendor. So each vendor has their own advantage and disadvantages. Most of that comes in terms of service, what they provide, and the warranty period and the pricing. So these three things makes a difference among all these three types of vendors. So I would say get the proposal from all these vendors. And when you ask the proposal, along with that, ask for the specification of the equipments. Mostly it should be only the panel and the inverters and the percentage of efficiency of the panels and the inverter, the terms and condition pages. I would strongly recommend you to look for that, get that, read it out, and get clarified on the points what is very doubtful for you. And on the warranty, ask all the questions, like whether it covers bumper to bumper, how many years it covers. So if I call the vendor, how long it takes for them to return the call, when they will come and look at it. So all sorts of questions I would like you to ask every vendor. So once you have the numbers, it's better to put it in a sheet, either a Google sheet or an Excel, whatever is comfortable for you, so that you can compare it and come to a conclusion which suits your needs. So I would say put the number of panels, what they are proposing, number of inverters, the system size, the warranty period, the approximate protection per year, at the first year and the nth year, and what is the estimated utility payment after the solar panels are installed and it starts generating. These numbers, they provide default. These are their selling points, so it's easy for you to get that numbers and put it in a sheet and have it handy. So once you have all this, then what you need to compare, how many watts their panel they are proposing, what is the energy production estimate for the whole system, what is the loss string in, if it is a string inverter, what is the loss percentage, if it is a micro inverter, what is the loss percentage, how much of watts they are proposing, all those informations. So compare it one by one with all the vendors and have it figured out which suits your need. So for example, some vendors give a 12 years product warranty, some vendors give 25 years product warranty, but the cost differs. Some vendors provide 25 years workmanship warranty, some vendors doesn't even provide that. They say 25 years, but it means that 25 years only for the panels, and if there is an issue, the getting the panels, shipping it to the manufacturer, bring it back, and the labor is on you. Only the cost of the panel would be borne by the vendor or the manufacturer. So it's a typically a manufacturer warranty. That's, they claim that to be their warranty. Some claim that to be their warranty. So be clear with what you are getting into. Read through their terms and conditions and ask the right questions. The majority of the cost is with the installation cost and the setup cost, more than the product cost. So if you Google it, Google the cost of the panel, what they provide, or the inverter they provide, it comes to only few thousand dollars altogether. Then the miscellaneous of the wires and things might be another few hundred dollars. So maybe it might not even cross 50% of the proposal what they give. So we need to keep in mind that the majority of the amount goes to the installation and after service, after installation services. So we need to pick the right vendor who suits our needs. But the other thing we need to consider is the panel outputs. So all the output is just on the standard test conditions, that very controlled environment they test and they give the numbers. So depending on your location, the weather and the efficiency loss, all this combined will give you an energy production estimate that would be much more different. So keep an eye on that and look into that information more carefully. Guarantee the production. If the production goes down, they guarantee that they will pay for it. So yeah, that if you go with that kind of vendors, you need to pay extra premium for that. Okay, one more thing we need to look at is the specification of the panel and the inverters. Everyone can read that. It's not very complex. At least the numbers, the few things what they talk about, this 365 watts output, the efficiency, the guarantee. So these are all the three main things we need to look at. So once you have a hold of that, you can find it in every specification sheet and you can write it down in the sheet and you can compare it. So similarly for the inverters, you can do that. Nowadays, all the vendors, most of the vendors, I would say, are going with the micro inverters. So that's the inverter where it hooks up to your Wi-Fi, and that's where you monitor your system. So you can read reviews on the micro inverters and how that output looks, and how is the app, what they provide is user friendly. All those informations you can read through it. Okay, so when it comes to solar panel, as I said, what is the power in year 1 and power in year 25, and what is the output of that panel? So right now, I think in the market, they are selling like around from 350 watts to 410 watts. 410 is the maximum I got a proposal for. So the rest of them are 360, 350. Most of it, like 90% of them, are at 350 and 365 range. And all the panels, in that also, there are two types. One is power efficiency in 25 years would be 92%. And few would be like 87%. So every year the degradation would be either 0.25 or 0.5 or 0.7. It depends on the type of the panel you go with or the manufacturer. So each has its price point, and you have to pay a little extra for lesser degradation. You have the cost of the panel is a little higher. So yeah, so that are all things we need to consider. When it comes to the pricing, we will talk about that. This is pretty much, you have to gather these informations with the vendors, and then comes the financing or the cost of the total installation, whether we are going for a loan or whether we are going to pay upfront as cash. So each has its own advantage. I will discuss about that in the next episode, mainly covering the finance part of it. I will give some numbers what I have. This will be varying from person to person, depending on the vendor, their proposal, the area where they are in. So yeah, it's just a reference point so that you can use that and take advantage of it and negotiate with your vendors. So see you in the next episode.